White Eagle on Surrender and Miracles. And now I would like to share with you a collection of essences of several teachings of the White Eagle group of guides which Anna Hayward used in her excellent article, With Surrender Comes Release in Stella Polaris, February, March 2014. My attention was drawn to it in September 2016 when I was in the middle of updating this part of my jottings. Because your life, the same as everything else in the whole of creation, is governed by spiritual laws, you have no need to worry about anything or feeling fearful and anxious. The Great Father, Mother knows your true needs, and if certain experiences are still necessary in your life, you may find it helpful to know that they are sent by the love and wisdom of the highest. So, hold up your head, walk tall and quietly say to yourself, this is helping me to grow in wisdom and understanding. I am one with God. Therefore I shall always be safe and nothing can destroy me. At all times, make an effort to think constructively. Know that in truth the future holds only good and not evil, and that even the last of the things that presently threaten your world so darkly will pass by. They too will soon be a thing of the past and forgotten. Thinking this way protects you against attracting negative people and things into your orbit. If another sorrow has to be endured by you, remind yourself that a sorrow can be like a rainy day when the light of the sun eventually breaks through and a rainbow appears in all its glory. So it is with human life. Trust the love and goodness of the Great Father, Mother to send you nothing but good, that your loved ones are in His, her care, and that their love for them is infinitely greater than your own. When you accept with patience and sweet surrender the tests and trials that are inevitable on your predestined pathway through life, a light and life force flows into you that has the ability to make all things new. You will then find that the circumstances in your life are gradually smoothing themselves out and things are beginning to work more harmoniously for you. This strengthens your conviction that beyond all human efforts there is a power and a love that at all times is at work behind the scenes of earthly life, endeavoring to bring peace and happiness to God's children of the earth. Miracles are things earthly minds cannot comprehend, although in truth they are merely the natural outworking of the divine laws on the physical aspects of life. These laws control and manipulate matter, but they can only do this when the weaker human self steps to one side, surrenders its will to the will of the highest and allows them to happen. This means overcoming your natural instinct for self-preservation, which is part of the lower self's nature, not of the higher. The higher aspects of your being, your Christ nature, needs to take charge and convince its small and frightened lower earthly counterpart that all is well. Every one of its fears and apprehensions has to be overcome. And when we say surrender your whole being to the highest, this does not mean you should enter into a state of apathy. True surrender has its foundation in a strong soul certainty that all life consists of miracles, that life itself is a miracle, and that miracles and wonders are possible and can happen when the conditions are right. In the Egyptian mysteries, there were ceremonies through which all aspirants on the spiritual pathway had to pass. In the temples were subterranean passages through which they had to walk. This is a demonstration of the road all human beings have to travel in the process of letting go of their fears and learning to trust. It describes every human soul's journey soul through the sadness and darkness of physical life. A great many of us are presently walking this probationary path. Take heart, we are all finding it hard when there are so many dark corners and unexpected turns and we do not have a clue of where we are going. Higher ranking guides are in charge of us, your friends and helpers in the spirit world, and even they sometimes confuse us in what they are telling us. For all of us, there remains but one thing to do, and we ask you to apply this to every aspect of your present existence. Keep on keeping on with a song in your heart and rest safely in the knowledge that your whole being is at all times and forever will be secure in God's keeping. This is true wherever you may yet have to walk in the valley of the shadows and darkness of earthly life. You may sometimes think to yourself, if only I could see the spirit people, I am sure they would help me. Take comfort from knowing that you are not meant to see or hear us. All you can do is walk, though only apparently alone. The test of old has always been the same as it is today, for as it was in the beginning it is now and forever shall be. Therefore, whenever you are in need of our assistance, remind yourself that because you cannot see us in your present evolutionary state, this does not mean we are not there. We are always with you, doing our best to help and guide you through the many ups and downs, tests and trials of earthly life every human spirit and soul has to cope with. We are not allowed to do the work for you, because if we did you would not grow in strength, wisdom and understanding. But when you ask for it, we can provide you with the courage you need to keep going in all your endeavors. Every test and trial that comes your way is an initiation of some kind that reveals to us the strength of your trust and confidence in God's love, nothing else. As you walk the spiritual pathway, confused enough about the many twists and turns of the road, others might be projecting their own ulterior motives onto you and misjudging you. You are probably also sad about the mistakes you made and troubled by the problems and sorrows of your daily personal life. These things in themselves are unlikely to be your first initiation altogether. And as you walk along the pathway of initiations and pass through one portal after another, you will encounter as many tests as it takes to make your faith in God's love unshakable. Every initiation brings you a further expansion of consciousness and a greater understanding of the nature of God and your own. The whole purpose of earthly life is that all human beings eventually surrender themselves to the love of the Great Father, Mother of all life, the Supreme Spirit, who is the giver of all life. It would be unrealistic as well as untrue to say that God only creates good. Everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation was brought into being by the great architect and designer, who is also responsible for the laws of life. The main one is the law of love from which the law of evolution branches out. Nothing is beyond or out of the reach of the Creator's will and power. As above, so below, and like any creative artists in your world has to do, the divine creations that first appear in their crudest and most elementary form. From there they slowly become more beautiful and sophisticated in their constant moving forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral of life. In the case of humankind, in the course of many lifetimes each participant slowly evolves from the basest expressions of their lower earthly nature through to the unfoldment of their Christ nature. This process eventually moves them on to ever higher and eventually the highest levels of life. The more evolved you become yourself, the more easily you can tell by looking at the behavior of the people who share your world with you, in which evolutionary phase of human development on the evolutionary spiral of life they are presently involved. Each one of us, and that includes us in the world of light, has to reach a state of absolute trust that God is good and life is good and that whatever comes our way will always be for our highest good and greatest joy and provide us with an ever-increasing understanding of the Great Father, Mother's love. When that idea is so firmly planted in your consciousness that nothing can shake it anymore and nothing can obstruct your vision of the true purpose and meaning of life, only then are you allowed to enter the land of light with shining eyes. Because on the inner level all life is one, everything affects everything else in some way. In earthly life you are all influenced to a degree by forces that at first seem to be beyond your control. They are the desires of your own lower earthly nature, and with the passing of time each one of you must learn to take charge of and master them. When they have been shed, they form the mud at the bottom of the pond that feeds the lotus flower of your higher nature. You then no longer look at earthly life as a term of imprisonment, because you know that whether you are dwelling on the earth or on the higher levels of life, having shed the things you no longer need, you are free. All human souls in earthly life eventually have to learn how to gain access to and use their very own innermost powers to achieve this kind of true freedom. Easter message from the angels. And now, I would like to share with you the essence of a white eagle teaching that appeared in Stellar Polaris April, May 2007, under the title, An Easter Message from White Eagle given Easter Sunday 1933. The spiritual universe is singing to you and your world this morning. And those whose inner ears have opened and whose hearts are tuned into the higher and highest realities of life can hear the glory of the message that at this time descends from the heavens onto the earth, which we are bringing to you. Alas, many in your midst are so sad and distracted by the cares of the material world that they cannot yet hear us. We are glad that ever increasing numbers of you are making good progress on their spiritual pathway. Through sheer hard work, determination and perseverance, you have come a long way on your evolutionary road, which inevitably is strewn with the trials and tribulations that are necessary to help each one of you to grow ever more heaven tall. You have arrived at the point where you can hear our voices calling from the world of light, your true home. Wake up, beloved children of the earth. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. We are bringing you God's message of a love that is true and eternal. Listen to the joy we, the heavenly hosts, are proclaiming on this day of resurrection and awakening. Since time immemorial, every Easter Sunday, the universe's spiritual power has been descending more forcefully than at other times onto the earth. This is not just a ceremony or a form of worship of your churches. In 1933, when we gave our original Easter message through the White Eagle group of guides, it was too early to tell you that the life story of Jesus of Nazareth is but a legend that demonstrates to humankind the behavior of a very old and highly evolved soul, who has prepared himself for his role in the course of countless incarnations, long before your present world came into being. The man has mastered his earthly self and is at one with his highest self. By integrating every aspect of his nature and passing every test and initiation that was required of him, he has become a perfect being, one who is whole, holy and healed. He has evolved sufficiently to act as a channel to bring onto the earth plane the spirit of the universal Christ, the third aspect of the divine, who is all love. This legend of a Christed One was created to demonstrate to your race the pathway each one of you has to walk when their earthly education has run its course. By now, however, sufficient numbers of human beings are ready to comprehend the true meaning of the Jesus story, but in the year 1933 your world was still a very different one. Too few would in those days have understood what we had to say. Besides, too many still needed the comfort of believing that there really is a Master Jesus who one fine day would come to save and redeem them during the times of horror that were yet to come. The revelation that there never was or will be such a being had to wait until the energies were right. This was the case when the planet Pluto transited Sagittarius, the sign of the superconscious mind. God's truth is unchangeable. But how much of it we reveal to you at any given moment alters in keeping with the spiritual progress you are making and your ability to understand. That is why something that is right for you now, may no longer be valid in future years. It has to be that way. We rejoice that sufficient numbers of you by now are capable of grasping that the story of the resurrection of Jesus always was no more than a metaphor that stands for the coming alive of the Christ Spirit. It rises from its death when your earthly self becomes aware of this hidden aspect of its nature. This is the resurrection that eventually takes place in all human souls, when they slowly begin to free themselves from being trapped in the realities of Earth life and its beliefs. This awakening is quickened by an extra powerful outpouring of the Christ energies onto your planet during the Easter period and especially on Easter Sunday. the divine spark in all human hearts then unites itself with the sacred fire of Mother Earth and Father Sun, and together they bring about the renewal of all life in your world. Easter is a spiritual rather than a religious period of the year. Mostly it is time for quiet thanksgiving, because on the inner level of life the Christ Spirit within each one of you individually and also your whole planet is strengthened and fortified. Hand in hand with us, turn your faces towards the great Son of God, and together let us give thanks and praise for the great Father, Mother's love, and for the gift of all life and life forms who are ever progressing towards more beautiful and perfect expressions. Our love and special blessings are with you, always. Happy Easter. From our world in transition, on the wings of the great white eagle. To this day, occasionally a confirmation of something I have recently been writing about intuitively arrives in the form of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides. This was the case with an article that appeared in the February, March 2011 issue of Stellar Polaris, Dubai, monthly magazine of the White Eagle Lodge, with the heading, One in Thought, from an inner teaching by White Eagle. The following is its essence. Thought is the most powerful force in the whole of creation. It has the power of creating good and bringing healing, but it can also inflict pain and disease, disrupt and destroy. Your earthly scientists are only on the outermost fringe of comprehending that thought can do anything in your world and all others. Thought is the root of all suffering and of wars, but at the same time it is responsible for beauty and harmony, siblinghood, and providing you with everything you have ever longed for. Knowing that thought is creative, that is why we, the group of spirit guides known as White Eagle, always work with the creative power of thought and make every effort to avoid negative and destructive thinking. You will have noticed that our advice is always constructive and that we foresee the good outcome of everything. This is by no means foolishly optimistic. It is realistic, because by seeing only good, something of this nature is created by our thoughts and thus helps to bring into being some more of that which is good, right and desirable. There is no point in thinking in terms of pessimism, destruction or death. They too are inevitable parts of the evolutionary process. In truth, however, everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation consists of forever unfolding and progressing life. Everything that happens anywhere is of God and therefore intrinsically good. To this day, many of those in earthly life become so immersed with trivialities that they fail to realize the power in which they have their being and that it was created to assist humankind with its spiritual development. This is particularly true for the power of thought. As a result, we in our world observe a great deal of confusion in the thought forces. When we see you, God's beloved children of the earth, enduring physical pain and discomfort, and weariness of mind and body, spirit and soul, we want to bring them the healing balm they need, in people's present state that can be exceedingly difficult. Yet, it is possible for people to find perfect health, and that is by training their thought patterns and directing them into healthier channels, so that the healing rays from the highest levels of life, the Christ Circle, can flow through them and alleviate the suffering of many. For a long time, people on the earth believe that their thoughts are entirely their own and cannot be known by anyone. There could be no graver mistake. There are two streams of consciousness and thought in your world, a positive and a negative one. Every thought that anyone thinks in your world joins the relevant stream and so has the power to affect the whole of humankind. Because of this, it is impossible to be good, kind and loving and think such thoughts without assisting the growth of good for your whole world. Naturally, the same is true for unkind, negative and unloving thoughts. Can you see what a great responsibility each one of you is carrying? That is why wise ones radiate loving thoughts in some eon's direction, independent of how much they may be tempted to criticize. This is not difficult for those who are aware that everybody has the best as well as the worst in them, is on the same evolutionary pathway and struggling with their specific learning curve. Each has to make their own mistakes and learn from them and is therefore in need of every bit of help that anyone can provide. That is why wise ones are happy to supply some by sending a kind and understanding thought. Each thought creates a wave in the ether. Whenever you are thinking about a person, your thoughts travel directly to them and take form. They hover around them and wait until they are off guard. For as long as the recipient's mind is filled with useful and helpful thoughts, the intruder cannot penetrate until the mind is less occupied, but then it jumps in. If you are aware of what is happening to you, you can dismiss negative thoughts or transmute them into a good and constructive ones. If the thought that was sent was a good one, it will motivate the recipient to do something good. Everybody in earthly life is continually receiving the thoughts of others, particularly from the astral and mental planes where the thought forces are at work. When you are suffering physically, refuse to focus on and think of your suffering. Each time someone is in pain and the thought enters their mind, "Oh, how I suffer. I do feel bad," the negative thought powers around that person makes the pain worse because the negative powers around them increase in strength, just the same as the thought of good, of God, envelopes and enfolds them in the light of the Christ star and the healing rays of the universal Christ spirit. Anyone who learns to apply this knowledge wisely, in due course you will be able to reap wonderful blessings, not only for themselves. It is impossible to think merely for yourself, but for others as well. The teachings, the knowledge, the wisdom and power of the divine white healing magic is the same today as it was yesterday, always has been and forever will be. The secret of this magical power consists of the control and the use of thought. Masters of magic have complete mastery over their thoughts and their power. For a long time, in earthly life and whilst spending time in our world, everybody has difficulties training their thoughts and thus gaining control over our mental bodies. Frequently it is only after they have left their physical body behind that people begin to understand, at first only vaguely, that they are living in a world of thought. Spiritual masters are teaching us that, if we wish to tread the path of the mysteries, we have to train ourselves to be precise and particular in our thoughts, take good care of our surroundings, and do our best to create harmony wherever we go. That is the foundation on which all spiritual life is built, and of the power of magic every human being eventually learns how to wield in their thoughts. That is the only way the power of the white healing magic can be developed. What in earthly life is known as psychic gifts is merely a preliminary to the opening of the higher spiritual gifts of the Christ Spirit, who is waiting to wake from its slumber in every human heart. In the fullness of time, the Christ power will hold dominion over the earth and draw the people of all nations together into the siblinghood of the great family of humankind. As this gradually comes to pass, the vibrations and the physical conditions of the earth are changing, they are becoming higher, finer and more etherealized. Each one of you has the power to make their contribution to the spiritual advancement of the whole of your race and its world. During the first part of their earthly education, each person exists as if it were living in its own small prison, so immersed are they in the task of earning their daily bread and provide for food and clothing, housing and protecting their physical body. It's ignorance of God's true nature and their own and the fear this brings with it that keeps them imprisoned for a long time. But gradually the Christ spark within stirs from its deep sleep in materialism. The further we penetrate into the Aquarian age, the more the mental vibrations of the thought power of the highest levels of life will be stimulating humankind's individual and collective higher mind. This is because the angelic hosts are drawing ever closer to humankind and pouring their rays of truth and light into its consciousness. As time goes by, You will notice how a great revival and stimulation of people's spiritual faculties is taking place. Materialism will gradually lose its hold, and there will be increasing evidence of the spiritual forces at work in literature, music and science, influencing humankind's evolutionary progress in positive and constructive ways is not difficult. The only thing you need to do is developing the ability to think good thoughts by perceiving the good behind all situations and in every human being. In addition to this, wise ones constantly keep the transmitter, receiver station of their earthly mind tuned into the frequencies of the highest intelligence, God and the angels and masters around his, her throne, so that the blessing and healing power of their energies can flow through you into your world. Even though on the spiritual inner level of life there is no separation between anything and all is one, everybody retains their individuality and we are all related to each other like drops in the ocean. After all, that is what each one of us is in the vast ocean of life. This is how the whole of creation moves forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral of life as one great cosmic siblinghood, and that is the main secret of the divine healing white magic. When one of is healing, the whole of creation does the same. It is impossible to exist in splendid isolation. Because of the inner oneness, whether someone is as yet aware of it or not, everybody's behavior and thinking patterns are constantly affecting the lives of millions. So take care that yours are the right ones. The eagle is a symbol of the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, on whose mighty wings the whole of creation is flying. We, the groups of spirit guides and helpers, are part of its vast messenger and distributing network. The divine wisdom and knowledge we are bringing are providing those who receive and understand them with spiritual wings. Their ever-increasing vision of the higher and highest levels of life enables you to lift yourself and those around you above the trouble and strife of their earthly existence and recognize the high and holy purpose they serve. The simplest and yet most profound teaching was given to you and your world in the Jesus legend with the words, "Love one another. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, mind and body, and love your neighbor as you love yourself." From Our World in Transition, the Light of All Worlds. The Christ Star is the symbol of the universal Christ, the Light of all lights and the Sun of all suns. It is the light of our world and all others, and the universal Christ is the grand master of all lodges of consciousness on the earth plane, that is philosophies, religions and belief systems. To this day they are speaking to us, for example through the legend of the life of Jesus, the Christed One. In the Native American tradition, the eagle represents the spirit and a lodge is a dwelling place such as a hogan, wigwam or longhouse. The group living in such a place is also called a lodge. In my view, the names White Eagle and the White Eagle Lodge and what was to become its mission were not chosen to represent one particular personality in the world of spirit. It stands for a whole group of wise ones through whom the angels from the highest levels of life chose to bring to our world fresh insights into and updates for the existing spiritual knowledge. The lodge was founded in 1936, 3 years before the outbreak of World War II, at a time when the clouds of darkness, destruction and death were gathering with increasing force over our poor beleaguered world, and there was a particularly great need for the light of God's wisdom. In the lodge's own words, the White Eagle guides once worked through the spiritual mediumship of Grace Cook for the purpose of helping our race to find a better understanding of its true spiritual nature, so that through this our love for all life forms that share our world with us could grow. How well they have always succeeded in fulfilling this task. However, the time for imparting fresh wisdom through spiritual mediumship is over. No successor to continue Grace Cook's work has come forth to this day, probably because this aspect of humankind's spiritual development has run its course and the role of spiritual mediumship is changing. It is every earthling's birthright to eventually evolve into being its own recipient of divine wisdom and truth that flows intuitively into their hearts and souls from the source of our being. When our earthly self regularly tunes the receiver, transmitter station of its mind into the frequencies of the highest levels of life, the divine spark in our heart and soul wakes from its slumber.